Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS speaking, describe a time when you visited a new city. The IELTS speaking test evaluates various aspects of your English communication skills, such as fluency, coherence, vocabulary, grammatical range, and pronunciation. One of the common topics given in the IELTS speaking part 2 is describe a time when you visited a new city. This prompt often appears due to its ability to trigger detailed responses concerning personal experiences, descriptions, and opinions. In this article, we will explore how to effectively answer this question, thus maximizing your score. We will provide a breakdown of possible questions and offer sample answers along with essential tips to enhance your performance. Table of contents. Common questions in Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card Topic Analysis. Sample answer for cue card, follow-up questions and suggested answers. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Vocabulary and phrases for high scores, essential tips for practicing speaking. Part 1, Common questions in introduction and interview. In the introduction and interview section, the examiner will ask you some general questions about yourself and a range of familiar topics, such as home, family, work, studies, and interests. Among these, some might be tangentially related to the topic visited a new city. Example question. Examiner, do you like traveling? Suggested answer. Absolutely, I love traveling. It allows me to explore new cultures, meet different people, and experience diverse cuisines. Every city has its own unique charm and stories to tell, which is truly fascinating. Part 2, Cue Card. Describe a time when you visited a new city. Cue Card Topic. Describe a time when you visited a new city. You should say when and where you went, why you decided to go to this city, what you did there, and explain how you felt about the visit. Sample answer for cue card. One of the most memorable experiences I had was when I visited Barcelona 2 years ago. I decided to go there primarily because I've always been fascinated by its rich history and architecture. Also, a friend of mine lives there, and she had been encouraging me to visit for quite some time. I arrived in Barcelona in the middle of spring, which turned out to be perfect because the weather was pleasant and sunny. During my stay, I visited many of the city's iconic landmarks, such as the Sagrada Familia, Parc Güell, and the Gothic Quarter. One of the highlights was strolling down La Rambla, a bustling street full of lively cafes, shops, and street performers. What truly stood out during my visit was the fusion of old and new in Barcelona. The city's architectural masterpieces by Antoni Gaudí were simply awe-inspiring. Furthermore, I indulged in local cuisine, especially the paella and tapas, which were delicious. Overall, my visit to Barcelona was extraordinary. I loved the city's vibrant energy and the way it seamlessly blends tradition with modernity. This experience not only enriched my understanding of Catalan culture, but also left me with a profound appreciation for art and history. Follow-up questions and suggested answers. Question 1. Examiner. Did you face any challenges during your visit? Suggested answer. Yes, there were a few challenges, primarily related to language barriers. Although many people in Barcelona speak English, there were instances where I found it difficult to communicate effectively in local shops and restaurants. However, this was a minor inconvenience and did not significantly impact my overall experience. Question 2. Would you visit this city again in the future? Suggested answer. Absolutely. I feel there's so much more to explore in Barcelona. I'd love to return and delve deeper into its neighborhoods, perhaps even learn a bit of Catalan to have a more immersive experience. It's a city that truly has left a lasting impression on me. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will engage you in a discussion based on the topic given in Part 2. The questions will be more abstract and require a deeper level of thinking. Example discussion. Examiner's question. Why do people like to visit new cities? Suggested answer. People are naturally curious, and visiting new cities satisfies their desire to explore and experience something different from their daily life. New cities offer diverse attractions, from historical sites to modern entertainment. Moreover, people often seek to learn about new cultures, try exotic cuisines, and meet new people. These experiences can be educational, exciting, and often lead to personal growth. Examiner's question. Do you think experiencing different cultures has an impact on people's lives? How? Suggested answer. Absolutely. Experiencing different cultures opens up a person's mind and perspective. It helps people appreciate diversity and understand that there are various ways of life and thinking. This exposure can reduce prejudices and stereotypes, making individuals more tolerant and empathetic. Additionally, it can inspire people to incorporate positive aspects of other cultures into their own lives, enriching their own cultural experience. Vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Utilizing a rich and varied vocabulary will greatly enhance your speaking score. Below are some key phrases and vocabulary words that could be advantageous when describing a visit to a new city. Architectural masterpieces. Ah, Kekcheral, Mosta, Pisses. Outstanding examples of architecture that are often iconic. Culinary delights. Exceptional food experiences unique to a place. Vibrant energy. Vibrenergy. Lively and dynamic atmosphere. Fusion of old and new. Describes the blend of historic and modern elements in a place. Seamlessly blend. To mix or combine smoothly and effortlessly. Rich history. Writ history. A place with a significant and extensive past. Essential tips for practicing speaking. Practice regularly. Make it a habit to practice speaking English every day, even if it's just for a few minutes. Record yourself. Recording your responses can help you critique your own performance and identify areas for improvement. Expand your vocabulary. Regularly learn and practice new synonyms, idiomatic expressions, and phrasal verbs. Engage in conversations. Actively participate in English speaking groups or forums to build confidence and fluency. Get feedback. Seek constructive feedback from teachers or native speakers. Conclusion. Crafting detailed, coherent, and fluent responses is crucial for excelling in the IELTS speaking test. By following the strategies and tips outlined in this article, you'll be well on your way to maximizing your score. Remember to incorporate advanced vocabulary and maintain a natural flow in your speech, reflecting a deep understanding and personal connection to the topic. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.